Now, the big shaila that came up at the end of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's life was the shaila of atmana by a crockpot. Now, if you have a crockpot that just has a flatbed and you put the pot on top of it, that's not a shaila of atmana. That's like a regular bluff. That's like a regular flame, and it's not a shaila of atmana. What's the shaila of atmana? The insert crockpot, which means you have a pot of challah, and you put the pot into this insert that has heating elements all around, and it's completely submerged in this outer pot that has a heating element in it. So it's a shaila of atmana, because here it's atmana ha-moisif hevel. It's adding heat. So even before Shabbos, it's also do atmana ha-moisif hevel. And here the pot is surrounded by another pot, and it's adding heat. So it's mamish a shaila of atmana. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach held that this was a shaila of atmana, and he held it was also. So there's two reasons why you could argue on Rav Shlomo Zalman and say that it's mutter. One had to would be that here it's only atmana of a mixas. We spoke out that the only time you have atmana is only if it's completely submerged from all sides. Here, it's only submerged on five sides, the bottom and the four sides of the pot. But the top is not, it has a cover, but the cover is not called atmana. There's no atmana on the top. So therefore, a lot of places can argue with Shlomo Zalman and say, this is not atmana, because the top is not covered, so it's not atmana. Another taina against Shlomo Zalman's psak would be, is that there's a little ear space between the pot and the outer pot. There's a little ear space. There's heating element. It doesn't matter how much touch the heating element. There's a little space in between. So since there's space in between, so therefore it's not called atmana. Like we spoke out, there's any ear in between the blanket and the pot, that's not called atmana. So here you have a hefsek avir, so it should not be atmana. So a lot of places argue with Rav Zalman said it's not a problem at all atmana. Now, even though that's the minig, you can be mekel, but if you want to be machmir, so the eitz is you could put in these little balls of silver foil in the bottom of the pot that raises it up. This raises it up. So now there's definitely more ear on the bottom between the wall and the pot, because Rav Zalman held there wasn't enough ear in between to be called ear. But now if you lift it up, so since the way it's shaped, there'll be more ear in between. That's number one, but then it won't be a shatmana. Another reason it won't be atmana is because the top of the pot will be sticking out. So the top will be more exposed, so it's more of a atmana of a mix-out, which is not a problem. That was the eitzah of putting the silver foil balls inside. But you have to be very careful, because I know someone that all the years he was doing chazaro, which means returning the pot back into the crack pot on Shabbos, being soymich, that he has a blech. Why? He has those silver foil balls. No, those silver foil balls are not a blech. A blech for a crack pot is that everything has to be covered. The whole heating element has to be covered. It has to have silver foil on the bottom, silver foil on the sides. Everything has to cover silver foil. Thick silver foil, maybe parchment paper is better to do, like we spoke out a different shear. It has to have a cover. That makes a gar of a cotton. And then, if you want to be machmir, so does that mean you put the silver foil balls in? But silver foil balls do not help for the gar of a cotton, because they gar of a cotton. All it does is take away the problem of atmana. So it's only a chumra, this atmana. So don't let this chumra come to a kula. It's a chumrah to put those in to worry about the problem of atmana, but does not help the shaila of gar v'katan. The gar v'katan, you have to cover the heating element.